What if you could give your AI assistant a memory that actually works, not the kind that forgets your deployment process every single time you start a new conversation, but real, persistent knowledge about how your team actually ships code? That's exactly what just landed in Gemini CLI 0.26, and it's completely changing the math on whether you should build or buy your AI development tooling. I'm breaking down why this matters for anyone running engineering teams or building developer tools. Let's get into it. Here's the problem every single AI coding tool hits immediately: context amnesia. You're three conversations deep, explaining for the third time this week how your team handles database migrations, or what your security scanning requirements are, or why you can't just deploy to production without running those specific integration tests. Every startup building AI developer tools ends up solving the same engineering nightmare. How do you make an LLM remember your team's actual standards and procedures without burning through your token budget on repetitive explanations? Most companies go down the rabbit hole of building RAG systems, spinning up vector databases, maybe even custom fine-tuning. We're talking thousands of engineering hours just to get persistent context working. Gemini CLI 0.26 introduces something called agent skills, and this is where things get interesting from an infrastructure perspective. Skills are just markdown files. You drop them in a folder called .gemini/skills in your project directory. But here's the clever part. The system automatically retrieves the relevant skills based on what you're actually asking about. When you're dealing with deployment questions, your deployment skills activate. Code review inquiries pull in your security skills. There's no vector embedding pipeline to maintain, no retrieval infrastructure to babysit. It's file system-based skill scoping that works at three levels: workspace-specific, user-wide, and even bundled with extensions. Let me spell out why this architectural choice matters if you're building anything in this space. If you're creating developer tooling, you can now use Gemini CLI as your execution layer instead of building agent infrastructure from the ground up. The skills system gives you persistent context without having to architect and maintain a typical RAG stack. For teams already running Gemini, this is even more immediate. You can encode your entire development playbook as a collection of skill files and get consistent AI behavior across your entire organization. No more repeating yourself, no more hoping the AI remembers your conventions. But skills are just the foundation. The real architectural shift comes from execution hooks. These are before and after interception points in Gemini's lifecycle that let you enforce policy programmatically. This isn't passive logging or monitoring. We're talking synchronous enforcement with user-level privileges, meaning you can actually block operations before they happen. Let me give you concrete examples of what you can build with this. Pre-commit secret scanning. Hook into the before commit event, scan for API keys and tokens, and automatically block the commit if you find anything sensitive. Automated linting. Set up after edit hooks that run your formatters and linters on AI-generated code before it even hits your file system. Production operation restrictions. Use before shell hooks to prevent destructive commands when you're working in production environments. There's an extension called Ralph that demonstrates the real power here. It intercepts completion signals to force task persistence, making sure no work context gets lost midstream. All hooks execute synchronously, giving you true blocking behavior for critical validations. Here's the build versus buy analysis you need to think through. If you're building AI coding assistants right now, you're probably implementing guardrails as middleware sitting between the LLM and your execution environment. That's a lot of code to write, test, and maintain. Gemini's hook system gives you those same guardrails, but as a configuration surface instead of thousands of lines of code. The trade-off is real, though. You're locked into Gemini's execution model, but in exchange, you completely skip building the policy enforcement layer yourself. That could be months of engineering time. One security detail worth noting: hooks require explicit consent in new projects. This is smart defense against supply chain attacks. Imagine cloning a repo that contains a malicious .gemini config that tries to execute arbitrary code through hooks. The trust model is workspace scoped, not global, so you maintain control over what runs where. Now let's talk about the biggest risk in agent-driven development: catastrophic changes. You've all been there. The AI decides to refactor something, and suddenly your entire authentication system is broken. Gemini 0.26 adds a feature called Rewind. This is granular undo functionality with line-by-line diff visibility and selective rollback capability. Here's the important constraint to understand. Rewind only affects changes made through Gemini's editing tool. It doesn't touch manual edits you made yourself, and it doesn't cover shell commands. At first, this might sound limiting, but it's actually good architectural design. It maintains clear boundaries between AI modifications and human work. the AI can't accidentally undo your manual bug fixes. The interface is beautifully simple. Hit escape twice and you get conversation state rollback plus file level change inspection. You can surgically revert specific edits while keeping others, which enables aggressive refactoring experiments with minimal risk. If you're building on top of Gemini CLI, here's my implementation recommendation. Design your agent workflows to funnel all automated changes through Gemini's editing tool. Don't use direct file writes. Don't use shell scripts for code modifications. Keep everything in the rewindable domain. For high-risk operations like database migrations or infrastructure changes, wrap them in skills that explicitly use Gemini's editing surface. This way, you can always roll back if something goes sideways. Let's position this competitively, because you need to understand where Gemini CLI fits in the landscape. You've got GitHub Copilot Workspace, which is cloud-native, deeply integrated with GitHub, and uses proprietary context management. You've got Cursor, which is editor-first, closed source with tight VS Code integration. Then there's Gemini CLI with this update, local-first, file system-based, open architecture. Gemini's advantage is composability. Skills and hooks are just files in your repository. They version control naturally, they work offline, they integrate with whatever toolchain you're already running. The disadvantage is less polish, a steeper learning curve, and no editor integration out of the box. From a startup operator perspective, if you're building AI-native development tools, Gemini CLI's architecture provides a blueprint for agent systems that don't require cloud infrastructure. The skills system, which is really just file system-based semantic retrieval, and the hooks pattern for lifecycle interception. These are patterns you can implement in any agent framework. If you're evaluating vendor tools, Gemini's local-first approach means you can actually run it in secure environments where cloud-based tools are complete non-starters. All right, let's get practical. Here's what you should build this week. This is 2 to 4 hours of actual work. First, install Gemini CLI 0.26 in a non-production repository. Create a workspace seal for your team's code review checklist. Test that it automatically activates when you ask review-related questions. Second, implement a before commit hook for secret scanning using whatever regex patterns you already have. Verify that it actually blocks commits when it finds something. Third, run a rewind test. Have Gemini make a complex refactor, inspect the diff carefully, then selectively roll back portions of it. Get comfortable with the interface. Over the next 2 weeks, 8 to 16 hours of work here, you want to do three things. Migrate your team's coding standards documentation into skill.md files. Start with just three skills, deployment procedures, security requirements, and testing patterns. Build a before shell hook that prevents destructive commands like RM or drop in production contexts. Test it with conditional logic based on environment variables. Create user-level skills for cross-project patterns like API design and error handling. Validate that they activate correctly across multiple repositories. By the end of month 1, 20 to 20 hours total investment, here's your sprint goal. Audit your current AI tooling stack. Identify every component that overlaps with what Gemini CLI now provides. Context management, policy enforcement, that kind of thing. Calculate the actual cost and complexity savings if you consolidate it. If you're building custom agent tooling, prototype a skills-like system using file system-based semantic retrieval instead of vector databases. Benchmark the retrieval latency against whatever RAG signup you're currently running. Implement extension bundled skills for any internal CLI tools your team maintains. Distribute skills with the tool itself. Three critical risk mitigations before you roll this out. First, document your folder trust policy clearly before anyone on your team starts using this. Default to untrusted for any code not authored by your team. Second, audit all hook scripts exactly like you would audit any commit hook. No network calls without explicit approval. Third, train your team that rewind doesn't cover shell commands. Critical operations need pre-flight checks, not just post-hoc rollback.
The bottom line, Gemini CLI 0.26 shifts the build versus integrate calculus for AI coding tools. If you've been planning to build agent infrastructure from scratch, you now have a working implementation you can study and potentially build on. If you're using AI tools in production, you just got persistent context and policy enforcement without the RAG complexity. Your sprint goal for this week is simple. Install it, create one skill, implement one hook, test rewind. Get hands-on with the actual mechanics before you make any architectural decisions. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.